This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Next week's referendum in Ireland threatens to let legislators choose who can take the life of the unborn and when. Less than half of all voters say they are ready to scrap the Pro-Life Amendment 8. The vote will come down to undecided voters. The eugenic nature of abortion is being shown already in Ireland, as more than half of all Down syndrome children are identified and aborted before birth. George Soros is turning his flow of cash from Ireland to the U.S. to advance eugenic abortion. He is the sole individual sponsor of the Win Justice Political Action Committee, seeking to bring out infrequent voters likely to support pro-abortion candidates in U.S. November elections. For Christians, the grave matter behind such stories is that when vulnerable human life is threatened, it's no longer an option to do nothing or to abstain from voting. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Though being a minority in the U.S. Senate, abortion-friendly senators have blocked numerous judicial appointments sent to the Senate by President Trump. This week, however, majority Republicans are set to complete appellate court confirmations of Michael Scudder, Amy St. Eve, Kurt Engelhardt, Joel Carson, Michael Brennan, and John Nalbandian. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.